There's a natural tendency for a person to feel like they could accomplish everything on their own, that they don't need help from anyone, that they know it all, and that anyone who opposes their view is wrong themselves. There's a CEO of a company called Bottle Breacher named Ellie Crane, and he wrote the following article. I want to read an excerpt from it. He says, and I quote, "If you're an entrepreneur or would like to start a business, you must resist greed, stupidity, and that inner control freak if you want your business to grow. You'll need help from others to accomplish your dreams and build your empire. If you think you're going to do it all by yourself, you're in for a very slow and painful climb. You'll have no choice but to divvy up and share the wealth to get where you want to go." Entrepreneurs who don't understand this almost always end up owning 100% of nothing. And one of the big things that he says, it's always better to own a smaller share of something than 100% of nothing. And when it comes to entrepreneurs, people who want to start a company, they feel, I could do this. I don't need to get anyone's help. And then, of course, they're going to fail. Because in life, we always need help. In life, we're always unable to accomplish everything we can. When it comes to the greatest teacher of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, his title is the teacher. Moshe, our teacher. So there's an idea I heard from, I'm quoting the name of the Vilna Gaon, who says there's a hidden message behind the name Moshe. The Mem, the Shin, and the Hey. That the letters each symbolize a component where Moshe was unable to do something on his own, and he needed assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mem stands for the menorah, where he was unsure how it looked. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the image of the menorah, where he was able to, then he was commanded really to take the block of gold, throw it in the fire, and out came the menorah, because he didn't know exactly how to make it. The Shin stands for Shekel, for the Machatzis HaShekel, which is in this week's Parsha. We're going to be not literally in the Parsha, but it's Parsha Shkalim, where Moshe also was unsure exactly what to do. And the Hey stands for HaChodesh. Because when it came to Kesh HaChodesh, the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were given as a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe, look, you see the moon like that? That's exactly what it has to look like when you're Mekadesh the Chodesh. And all of those three instances are times when Moshe Rabbeinu had to lower himself. And Moshe was Anav Minkal Adam. It wasn't a difficult thing for him to do. But embedded in his name, and it's not just a coincidence that it goes with the Rabbeinu, that to be the greatest teacher, he was able, the key components are him needing help, him needing assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him exactly what to do. There's an idea from the Or LaShamayim that says when it comes to the moon, it's very interesting if you think about it, because the moon is the brightest halfway through the month. At the beginning of the month, first day you could barely see it, it's a small sliver. The last day, also the smallest sliver. But in the middle of the month, that's when you have the full moon. And the reason is because whenever when you're able to have the most light, the most illumination, is when you're able to lower yourself. Able to say, you know, I'm halfway there, but I need help. I need assistance. And that's how a person is able to grow. And starting next week's Parsha, we're going to be reading about the building, the construction of the Mishkan. We're going to be reading about it for 4 out of the next 5 weeks after this week. About, of course, the Kelim and about the Begadim that the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol wear. And when it comes to the measurements, the Baal Turim points out that a lot of times the measurements, certainly for a lot of the Kelim, are measured not exactly, they're in halves, right? It'll be like 2.5 amos, 1.5 amma. What's the reason? Like, why couldn't Hashem just make it where everything is perfect? You would think then the place of the greatest perfection, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is felt, that should be something that is so pristine and precise and perfect. So why is it that things are 2.5 amos, 1.5 amma? What's the idea behind that? The Baal Torah explains, it's to teach us that if you want to show greatness of Torah, you have to make yourself low. And the lower you make yourself, the more you're going to be able to be mekabel the Torah. And the fact that it's half here and half there is because we should never feel that we're 100% whole. We should never feel as if we know everything, as if we don't need any help from others. And it happens to be, it's a very difficult challenge in life. It's very difficult for a person to be mevatel themselves, to be able to turn to someone else and say, you know, you're probably right, I'm probably wrong. Right? That line, that sentence is not uttered too often. where a person just says, you're right, I'm wrong. Sometimes it's said when a person doesn't mean it, and that's a different story. But for a person to really be genuine, for a person to really be serious and to admit their mistakes, to admit that they don't know something, to ask for help, to seek guidance, something that's extremely important for a person to do. And to feel, you know what, sometimes even when people treat me like I know everything, even if someone gives me so many accolades, gives me so much credit, I probably don't deserve all of it. And there's a story about Rav Ovadia Yosef. There was a gathering in a soccer stadium, and there were probably, I guess, somewhere close to 100,000 people there. And Rav Ovadia Yosef was going to be speaking there at the beginning. I think it was for a soccer game, which makes sense, but I'm not positive. And they decided, as opposed to like him getting in a car and them driving through security, they decided they were going to bring him there. They brought him there on a helicopter. And they landed the helicopter at midfield. You can imagine the scene when the greatest Rabbanim in all of Eretz Yisrael comes out of the helicopter and to cheer, 100,000 people cheering for him. And they bring him the mic and they put something on him. And he didn't realize that the mic was on. And the people started hearing what he was saying. He was actually talking to himself. And he was saying, Anochi afar ve'efer. Anochi afar ve'efer. Anochi afar ve'efer. He was just saying that to himself over and over again. And it's a very important lesson that he himself, Rav Ovadia Yosef, who's basically the Gadol Hador, who knew Kol HaTorah Kula at his fingertips, where he was in front of 100,000 people, ready to give them some chizak in Torah. They were cheering him, cheering his name. He was saying, I'm nothing. Nochi afar ve'efer. Nochi afar ve'efer. He didn't want to let that moment get to his head. He wanted him to know for himself that he's not as great as maybe they say he is or they think he is. Of course he is. And the fact that he says Anochi afar ve'efer makes him even greater. But of course, the idea that it's very difficult sometimes to enable someone else to help us, to realize we don't know everything, to realize that, you know, I'm only halfway there and that's not a bad thing. And I need assistance from Hashem, I need assistance from other people, and I can't accomplish these things on my own, and I have to lower myself. And the Rambam says that one of the two worst midos are anger and gaiva, haughtiness. Haughtiness is a terrible, terrible thing. And when it comes to learning Torah, a person has to be an anav. A person has to lower themselves. A person has to be humble to realize that they don't know everything, to realize that they have to go to Rabbanim, they have to go to other people, and even Rabbanim have to go to other Rabbanim. And so it's a really, really important lesson. And we should all be zocha to be able to lower ourselves to the right moment. You should still, of course, it's very important to have proper self-esteem, but to not let too much self-esteem and too much self-pride get to our heads, and to realize that we're able to accomplish so much by just lowering ourselves and asking guidance from others.